and welcome. You're listening to Agronomy and Economy from the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center. I am Ryan Beto, an NDSU Area Extension Specialist in Cropping Systems.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, instructor with the North Dakota Farm Business Management Program, employee of Bismarck State College. The year 2017 will likely stand out in our collective memories. The drought we are experiencing shows that water is a resource that must be managed to ensure future success.
For many, forages has become priority number one, and every last bit of straw is being baled. We need to be sure to balance conservation and utilization of resources we have available to us. While no-till practices help greatly with water conservation, we need to remember that the soil is a living system. It is vital to keep a living root in the soil as long as possible. And while it may be tempting to let volunteers and weeds grow as cover, we need to keep in mind issues like wheat streak mosaic virus and other diseases. Each crop rotation is different, and you need to be sure to do what is best for your ground. That being said, be sure to consider cover crops. Residue from cover crops increases water infiltration and reduces evaporation. Residue can also help capture all that snowfall we're going to be receiving this winter.
It can be difficult to manage and measure the benefit from snowfall. According to leading meteorologists, typically 10 inches of snow equates to 1 inch of rainfall. This can vary between 3 to 5 inches of snow equating to 1 inch of rainfall. As Ryan said, cover crops can be beneficial in capturing the snow. Another benefit to cover crops is utilization as a forage. Depending on fencing, livestock's access to water, and types of cover crop planted, cover crops could be a potential forage source to help stretch hay supplies through the winter.
There are many more benefits to cover crops, but it's very important to choose the correct species for your goals. Each species has different characteristics that can benefit your operation in different ways. Some cover crop species can fix nitrogen, while others can bring up nutrients from below the normal root depth. They can also reduce compaction, opening up the soil and allowing more moisture to come through. Give each of these species enough time. Some cover crop species don't work best during a late planting scenario, so just make sure that you know how that cover crop is going to grow on your land. If you have any questions about how to implement cover crops into your rotation, or any other questions about agronomy or economy, feel free to contact us at 701-456-1100. Or visit Levi and me here at the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center, located at 1041 State Avenue, Dickinson, North Dakota. I'm Ryan Beto.
And I'm Levi Helmuth. Be kind on the roads and patient in the fields.
Have a good one.